Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hi there, and welcome back to the All or Something Living podcast, where this week we are gonna discuss stress. So stress, being busy, these are the types of words that we've come to value in our society. And I don't mean value in a good way. We actually use these words as a badge of honor. We think of them as the norm. And when someone asks us, how have you been? It's become so automatic for us to say, ugh, so stressed, or I've just been so busy. And we forget that being busy and being stressed is a choice. We think that it's just a rite of passage when we hit adulthood. But I'm here to tell you that you don't have to suffer through your days feeling like the world is caving in on you, because there is another way to experience your life.
And the amount of stress and busyness that you take on is your choice. I grew up with a mom that always seemed to be stressed about something. And I'm pretty sure that her stress and anxiety rubbed off on me, because then I became a perfectionist. And then before I knew it, everything that I did and everything in life just suddenly seemed like such a big deal. And it wasn't until I learned how to understand, to manage, and then later on even get in front of stress that life began to flow with ease. Obviously, it's not like life is never stressful or we never feel stress or that I never feel stress. Of course not. But I feel stress a lot less often than I used to, and I know how to manage that stress. So I understand that stress is an inevitable part of life. I understand that stress is unavoidable, but now I understand how to handle and to cope with that stress. Now, if you know the old me, then you might recognize this, that I am not the same as I used to be. But a lot of people that know me now tend to comment on how calm and centered I appear to be, especially in frantic moments or in situations where most people are stressed or irritated or whatever it is. And I have a few reasons for that, which is what I'm going to share with you in today's episode. But first, let's take a moment and talk about reviews. So first of all, where are you listening to this podcast from? In case you're not sure, or in case you didn't know what your options are for listening to this podcast, like say you've been listening through my website and you want kind of an easier alternative, like you can just open up an app and start listening wherever you are. For me, I listen to podcasts in my car because I have a long commute. It's my favorite place to listen, and it's most convenient for me to listen from the iTunes podcast app. So your options for listening to my podcast are through the iTunes app, of course. It's on Google Play. It's also on Spotify. And then if you are just happen to be on the web and you have a computer that you listen from, then you can just go to laurenkepler.com. And then up at the top, there is a tab called podcast, and you can listen there. So basically, if you just go to, say, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, all you need to do is type in the search All or Something Living podcast, and my podcast will pop up for you. And I really, really want to help spread the word for this podcast. That way other people can start living more, more relaxed, simple, but happy lifestyles, and not get so caught up in like the shoulds of society and in this black and white thinking that we tend to get caught up in that feels stressful, that feels like we're never good enough. And so if you are trying to get out of that and you know some friends that are also wanting to feel better in their lives, then I would love if you would share the episode. But the best way that you can thank me for the work that I do here is by writing a simple review. You just have to pop on to iTunes. You can write a review from there. Wherever you listen, just throw in a review to let other people know that it's worth listening to if that's how you feel about it. And if you could do that for me, I would be so grateful. Along with that, for this episode, I've created a de-stressing guide just for you. So it's going to contain a few of the things that we talked about in this episode, along with some other tools that I use to help de-stress and that many others use as well. So be sure to grab yourself a copy of that by going into the show notes. All right, so let's get into the meat of this episode. First of all, it's helpful to understand what stress can do to the body. When I started to understand and learn how stress impacts my body and my health and my mental health especially, it helped me want to avoid and then even get ahead of stress as often as I could. For me, what's most important about managing my stress is my hormone imbalance. And in order for me to heal that hormonal imbalance, one of the biggest things that I need to focus on is staying as calm as possible, as often as possible, so that my body is able to relax and to heal itself. But again, bringing in the all or something idea, we can become stressed about our stress. So don't let that happen to you. Don't like sit there and be like, oh shoot, I'm stressed. And now I'm stressed about being stressed. And don't add that double extra layer on there. Like, it's okay. If you're stressed, that's fine. If maybe you don't manage your stress well one day, that's fine too. Like, just chill, give yourself a break, and try again next time. So here's how stress impacts our bodies. When we feel stressed, our body switches into fight or flight mode. So this is what transitions us into our sympathetic nervous system. Again, fight or flight mode, which means that your body is not focused on doing its normal processes. It's actually focused on trying to survive. So the adrenaline kicks in, your blood sugar spikes, your blood pressure goes up. And other important processes such as digestion, et cetera, that goes on in your body is temporarily stopped so that your body can focus all of its energy onto fight or flight. You're trying to survive. But because our bodies haven't adapted to the way that we live now, it's still like we still assume that we are in immediate danger, like our lives are in danger, but that's not the case. But that's how our body treats it. So when you are the opposite of you're in the opposite of your sympathetic nervous system, you're operating from your parasympathetic nervous system. This is what's called your rest and digest mode. This is what helps you relax and helps your bodily functions flow smoothly. So this is what helps. This is when your body is focusing on digestion, renewal, relaxation, etc. This is also why, and this is unrelated, well, I mean, I guess it's all related to stress, but this is also why it's so important that we're not stressing about the foods that we're eating or that we're eating while we're feeling stressed, or this is also why we want to try to avoid difficult conversations at the dinner table, if you've ever heard that tip. Because your body is unable to stress and digest at the same time. So if you're in a state of stress and you're trying to eat, you are going to end up like freezing that digestion period. And in some cases that can cause you to end up feeling constipated or things like that. So if you notice, the more relaxed you feel more often, the more things in that way start flowing as well. So it all contributes to the flow of life. And that is the main goal, is to lower our stress levels and be in the flow, literally and figuratively. So there are so many ways to deal with stress, and there's so much research out there. So if you're wanting to look further into it, if this is something that's important to you, feel free to do your own research. But for the purpose of today's podcast, I'm just going to focus on the five ways that I most commonly handle stress. And obviously, if all this information is out there and we're not doing something about it, then what we need is focus. We need focus and accountability. So that's why I think this podcast episode will help you, because I'm specifically telling you 5 things for you to focus on, and then I'm holding you accountable in trying those things. And also our podcast community can hold you accountable as well. We have our Habit Builders Society on Facebook. So if you search in Facebook, Habit Builders Society, and request to be added to the Facebook group, this is females only, because we are focusing on keeping it a safe space for women to really be honest about what we're going through and to share our wins and our struggles. But that can be one area that where you can look for community to help hold you accountable. So I'm challenging you today to find at least one thing in this episode that resonates with you and try it out for yourself. If it resonates with you, try it out, make it your own, because after all, that's what this podcast is all about. It's you building your own individual all or something lifestyle, not copying exactly what I do, because I guarantee you that everything that I do, everything I believe in, and everything I practice will not work for you. We all have our own ways of showing up. All right, so number one, the first thing I do is I've learned to recognize how stress shows up in my body. So when you're thinking about how stress shows up in your body, do you tense up? Like, does your jaw tighten? Does your belly tighten? Do you start to feel nauseous? Do your shoulders hunch and start to tense? Do you notice that you start to get irritable more easily? Do you start to feel a little frantic and panicked? Does your vision get blurry? And you know what? To be honest with you, today I'm a little bit frantic and a little bit stressed. And my vision, even right now as I speak, is slightly blurry. And it's so funny that today happens to be the day that I am recording this episode, because I was already feeling a little bit stressed about the amount of stuff that I have to do today. And then my stepson Jalen's school called to say that he was in the nurse's office sick and wanted to go home. And it's so funny because my immediate response was to get stressed, like, oh, I already have so much to do. This is another thing to like add to my plate. But thankfully, I remembered everything that I am talking about in this episode, and I reminded myself, like, this is a part of life. Things are going to pop up. This is a part of parenting. Like, I'm just going to have to learn to tolerate it. So I took a few deep breaths. I got dressed. I went to the school. I took care of him once he got home, and now I'm back working, and I am just continuing to manage the stress in the way that I'm telling you in this episode. So I promise you that I'm practicing what I preach, and it really does work for me. So back to focusing on how stress shows up in your body. Does your vision get blurry? Does your breath start to get shallow? Once you recognize whatever it is, or maybe you need some help recognizing what it is, so you can spend 2 to 5 minutes doing a full body scan. So start from your feet up, and as you go up, acknowledge and relax each body part. So for example, you're starting at your feet. Notice your feet. Normally, we don't tend to hold tension in our feet if we're stressed, but who knows? Some people might. So start at your feet, relax those, move up to your ankles, relax, move up to your calves, relax that, up to your shins, your knees, thighs, etc. So just move up the body and just spend a few minutes focusing on your physical body. We tend to be so much in our heads that we don't even notice that we have a body, and we don't even notice how our bodies react to stress. So we're way up in our heads. It's like we're living from the head up. And once you start to learn to get in tune with your body and to recognize how stress feels in your body, then you're more likely to catch it on time, and you're more likely to be able to handle it through your body, which is actually a lot easier than trying to calm your mind and quiet your mind. So that's number one, recognizing how the stress shows up in your body. Number two is then to do a brain dump. So you want to find what the source of your stress is. And like I said before, oftentimes it's our minds going crazy. And if your mind is going crazy, then you're going to have a really hard time focusing and being able to find the source of your stress. So doing a brain dump is the best way to get everything out of your head and on paper. That way you're more easily able to sort through the noise. So write everything down or type it up, or you can even do like a voice note on your phone if you're driving, and you can listen back to it. But if you write it down, look at everything on the paper, because if you do a voice note, you're eventually going to want to go transfer it onto paper. I've found that the easiest way to really sort through your thoughts is to physically write them down with your hand onto a piece of paper. So take that paper, look at what you have on there, and make a plan. What needs your attention most right now? Start there, and then you can make your way down the list as you have time. If it helps you even more to, like, if you're one of those people that needs to, like, have a plan and sort it out, because that's how I am. Like, I need to have it all planned out and sorted out before I can feel relaxed. So you can start to number each item based on importance. You can even break it all down and schedule it, put it into your schedule so that it's, like, literally just laid out for you. One really important thing is that if you find things that feel like an obligation to you, like it's not necessary, you don't have to do it, but you feel like you should, but really you don't want to, or if it's something that doesn't feel aligned with your priorities or your values, then cross that stuff off. Just forget it. Take that thing off your plate, and that will also take some weight off of your shoulders. The next thing you can do is tap into your breath. This will be one of the most impactful yet simple things that you can do. And you'll notice on this podcast, I talk a lot about breath and meditation because those are two of the best ways to not only relax, but also get in touch with yourself and learn to be in the present moment. So take a moment here when you're tapping into your breath to remind yourself that there is no rush. I heard this quote the other day, and I don't know exactly who it's by, but it was something like nature. Oh, it was on one of my tea things. You know those teas that, I forget, I think it's the yogi teas, but they have quotes on them. But it said something like nature doesn't rush things, yet everything gets done. So it really reminded me that that's true. Like there is no rush. What are we in such a rush to get done? And why are we in such a hurry? We can literally take everything one step at a time and go through what we need to get done, and it will get done. I promise you will complete everything that's important to you. You will complete in time if you choose to. And it will get done. And I'm telling myself these things this morning as I'm stressing about completing all of this stuff in time. Because as I said earlier, I do feel a little bit frantic today, but you just have to continue to take everything one step at a time, as I'm going to say every time. Don't focus on the end result, just focus on taking that next step. So when we're talking about breathing, one of my favorite breaths to do is the box breathing. I haven't been calling it box breathing because I didn't know what it was called for the longest time, but I heard it in a meditation that I did the other day and I was like, oh, that's what it's called. That makes sense. So box breathing is when we inhale for four counts, we hold for four counts, we exhale for four counts, and then we hold again for four counts. Now, we're going to go through three of those breath cycles together right now because I need it, and I'm sure wherever you are right now, you need it as well. So we're going to start by, like I said, inhale four, hold four, exhale four, and then hold four. I'll guide you through it, okay? So inhale four, hold four, exhale four, and then hold four. Inhale four. Hold four. Exhale four. And hold four. Inhale four. Hold four. Exhale four. And then hold four. So that was three breath cycles, and already it's crazy. My vision is starting to like come back and I'm not feeling so frantic. It's amazing how this works. So you can do these breath cycles for as many times as you need to help calm your own mind and body. There are some times where I have high anxiety, some days where I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety, and I will literally do breath cycles for like 20 minutes or so. And you can do it. What's nice about your breath is you can take it anywhere with you. So I'll be in the middle of work and I'll just be breathing as I'm working. So just remember that tool for you, because these breaths are the best tool to help to help your body switch into your parasympathetic nervous system like we talked about earlier. Another really great way to relieve stress is to move your body, because a lot of times stress becomes stagnant energy that builds up in our bodies. So naturally, moving your body is going to be the best way to get that stress moving and flowing and eventually moving out of your body. So you can take a walk, you can do 5 minutes of yoga. I like to go to Pinterest and just search yoga, and then I created a board called yoga. I'm on Pinterest as well too, Lauren Kepler, if you want to follow me there, but I have a board called yoga, and I'll do just however much time that I have of a quick yoga sequence. You can shrug and relax your shoulders. You can put on some music and dance. If you're at your desk and you're at work, you can stand up and stretch or walk around the office for a 5 minute break. But just do whatever is appropriate in the amount of time you have. Don't feel like you have to go and do like a full on workout in order for this to be effective, because like even right now, as you're sitting here, you can just wiggle your body and shake out your limbs and do stuff like that to help, again, move the tension through your body. Exercise is also an amazing tool for stress prevention. So scheduling in regular exercise can help you ensure that you're recovering from the daily sources of stress and tension that you're experiencing. So if you don't have a workout routine in place, but you're looking for a reason to feel motivated to exercise, then this is a great one. This is like one of my biggest motivators for exercising, because when I feel like skipping my workout, I think about like how good I feel and how relaxed and stress-free that I feel once I do work out. And so that's why I work out in the mornings, because it's a great way to start my day out, to have that hit of dopamine. So I'm showing up for work and already in that relaxation mode. So actually showing up for your workout sessions will make a huge difference for you. And speaking of showing up, the last tip I have is for you to hold yourself accountable, because it can be so easy to play victim to stress. In fact, it's much easier to play the stress card and then just opt out of life than it is to actually do something about it and to move forward. But I'm willing to bet that if you're listening to this podcast, then you want something more out of life, and you don't want to just settle and fall prey to the challenges and barriers that you experience in your life. So now that you have a few tools to try out, hold yourself accountable for actually using them, because knowledge is just knowledge until we actually put it into action. And this might take a few tries, and especially in the moments of stress, you might forget that you have options to get out of this stress. So how can you help yourself remember to use the tools that you've been given? Can you write it on a sticky note and keep it somewhere where you are often, like your work desk? Sometimes at my work desk, I'll put on a sticky note things like remember to breathe, or I'll put down my goals or whatever, so that's right there and I can't miss it. Or you can write it on your mirror so that you see it every day when you're getting ready. Or can you figure out what's a trigger of some sort, and maybe multiple triggers as you go? Figure out what your triggers are and try to eliminate those triggers so that you also get ahead of your stress. So for example, and this is true for me, so I know that having a messy house triggers my stress. If I have a messy house, then I can't really focus on anything else. So what I did to help get ahead of this trigger is that I make sure that my house stays clean as often as possible. So I put a like chore schedule out for my family members, and we kind of all trained ourselves to pick up after ourselves as we go so that the house just stays clean. And we hold each other accountable for making that happen. And the boys know that as long as we're all working together to keep the house clean, then it's going to benefit all of us. And it's also going to help me out a lot. So that's one example of a trigger, and what you can do to get around it. But the idea here is just hold yourself accountable to show up in the situations that are hard for you. Or if you want, and this always helps, having outer accountability. So find a buddy that's wanting to work on something similar and wants to join you in working on stress. Maybe together you guys can create like a stress challenge, or literally you just check in with each other once a day, once a week or whatever, and talk about how are you managing your stress today, and how is that going? And then it just reminds you to check in on yourself. And and to check in on your friend and to do what it takes to move through the stress that you're experiencing. So to go through it again and remind you real quickly before I wrap this up, the five things that you can do to help reduce stress is, first of all, learn to recognize it and get ahead of it as quickly as possible. Do a brain dump, organize your thoughts, organize your life. Take some deep breaths and get yourself back into that parasympathetic nervous system. Move your body, get the tension and stress out of that body of yours, and then hold yourself accountable for actually doing these things. So action. Remember to take action. So I can't wait to hear what's worked for you from this episode and how stress suddenly becomes a factor that's no longer holding you back as much as it used to. Don't forget before you go to grab yourself a copy of the De-Stressing Guide whenever you get a chance, and always feel free to reach out on social media and tell me your thoughts. I am on Instagram at Lauren M. Kepler. I'm on Facebook as Lauren Kepler. And as I talked about before, we have that all-girls group called Habit Builder Society where we chat about and work through our goals and habits. So I hope you have an awesome week, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week where we will discuss the keto diet.